Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Remedy and Libby.
Hi. Remedy, we had such a fun weekend this weekend.
We did have such a fun weekend.
It was a crazy time.
It did feel crazy for me, but the start of it. But we can talk about that later. The weekend was fun.
The weekend was awesome. We stayed in Austin at the Downright Hotel. If you saw our stories, you saw a little bit of a behind the scenes. I hope you enjoyed that. I know we did.
That was the most probably that we've ever really displayed ourselves on the Instagram. Oh,
totally. I don't know why we don't do it more often. Anyways, but the amazing part about the hotel, we chose it because we wanted a fun pool. And then when Remedy found it, she was like, look, it's pink. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't have anticipated how pink the hotel would have been.
The pool was pink. That was kind of what it was like. Oh, the chairs at the pool are pink. Like, we need to go here.
Yeah.
We had no idea what to expect with the pinkness.
Pink, green everywhere. So amazing. So beautiful. Great vibes.
Smelt so good.
Yes. Great hotel room.
How do you think a hotel gets its, like, how is a hotel possibly able to smell that good? You know, lots of hotels smell so good, but I'm like, what are you doing? This is such a big space. How are you? And there are so many people here. How are you making the entire thing smell so good?
They might be pushing stuff through the air filters or the air vents. Seriously. Yeah. I don't know. That's my only.
I want to figure out how. Like, I want all of my spaces to be able to smell like that.
I know. It really was so amazing. It's not like there's Puros everywhere.
No.
Or candles. I know. It was so amazing. The pool was amazing. Pink pool. By like 3 p.m. though, it was popping.
Well, what if we just like went through.
Okay.
From the start.
Okay, great.
So we planned this trip months ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, planned this trip is generous. We didn't plan.
We booked anything. The hotel. That's all we did.
We booked a hotel months ago. We decided that we wanted to do something for Labor Day. And so we were like, okay, let's go to Austin. So we booked it months ago. And we've been talking about it here or there. And then this week I was on a work trip in the middle of nowhere. And it was great. It was a great time, but it was in the middle of nowhere. And it was an hour and a half away from Austin.
2 hours.
When we were in Austin, I mapped.
Really?
Yeah, to check.
Okay, never mind.
It was an hour and a half away from Austin and 4 hours away from here. And so the plan was for us to go to Austin on Friday once Libby got home from school. And the whole time we were talking about how she was going to pick me up on the way from a different city because she wasn't going to come to where I was because genuinely it was in the middle of nowhere. And so I was going to ride somewhere else with some of my coworkers and she was going to pick me up and it would have been a little bit out of the way. But at the time it was feeling better than me driving 4 hours back home and then us driving 4 hours to Austin in one day. But I was back and forth. I was having a crazy week. And so I was that on Friday? That was Friday morning. Friday morning, Libby's at school. I'm still on this work trip. And I send Libby a voice memo. And I'm like, okay, change of plans. Like, for my emotional well-being, I actually just need to drive home and drive all the way to Austin with you. Which was feeling so crazy because I was willingly putting myself in the car for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. But I could not in the moment think of anything worse than getting dropped off at a random like coffee shop is what it was looking like for probably 3 hours with no car and like all of my luggage.
It's fair.
Oh, whew.
I don't know. I think I would have liked it though. I would have read my book.
Well, yeah, but that was going to be the only option that I had.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was I going to do if I was like starving, like grab all my baggage and like head somewhere? Like, what if the only place a coffee shop had or the only thing coffee shop had to offer me was like a muffin.
Yeah.
It was just going to be so transitionary. Yeah. And I already had spent all week not at my house. Yeah, and I was just like, whew, that sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. That doesn't feel like I'm going to be starting off on the right foot. So I drove home.
Mm-hmm.
And then Libby picked me up from my job where my car was. And then we drove to Austin.
We drove to Austin.
And I'm glad that's the decision I made.
That's good.
Yeah.
We got there and we were very, very hungry. And so we went to a Mexican restaurant and Remedy said, what about this place? It's the place you always see this sign.
The billboard.
The billboard. And we were like, yeah, sure, let's go. We think it's going to be packed. We're like, well, it's worth it, though. Like, we're so hungry. Like, it's 8 p.m. on a Friday night. It's going to be packed. We're like, there's only one other group of people there.
Which was crazy.
It was very mid. We kept saying, BYOF, bring your own flavor.
Like, the rice and beans, I was pouring salt on.
Yeah. It
was, which I've never had to do at a Mexican restaurant before.
I mean, it wasn't like, but we weren't mad. We were, like, genuinely just so hungry. That we were like, this is great. This is what we need.
Yeah. So, it was probably good. Like, that was a good vibe for us to be able to just sit. It wasn't chaotic for a second. And then to get our bearings and figure out what we were going to do in a new city.
And then we went to our hotel and we experienced it for the first time. And that is when we got into the elevator multiple times with these cute young guys.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, what? And, like, we had so many interactions with them and, like, we couldn't, we rode the elevator for 5 minutes straight, not going anywhere because we couldn't figure out how to get to our floor. One of them had to help us. And then I helped another guy. Like, we were all teaming up. And turns out.
We knew from the start they were all together.
They had, like, these green envelopes.
Yeah. And they were, like, all, like, wearing green. And then folders. They all kept getting off on the same floor. Yeah. And walking to the same place. And so we were like, what are they here for? We should have been able to guess.
I know. And we saw these big buses out front too.
Yeah. They ended up being a football team.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Michigan College
and they football were, team. They were playing Texas State.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it felt like, especially in the morning, the next morning, that the only people at this hotel were either the football players or their family and friends.
And then us.
And us.
So that was a fun little adventure.
Yeah. We checked out the gym. We walked on the treadmills. We did some workouts.
We went to the pool area to see what it was all about. And we were absolutely just shocked. Like, it's called, like, they have a whole floor designated to the swim club. And there's, like, bar, restaurant, stage, photo booth, disco balls, ball pit.
Yeah.
Pool.
Projector.
But it wasn't insane. Like,
it wasn't. I think they want it to be. They want that to be the vibe. Uh-huh. But I don't think
it's. And I bet it is at times.
Yeah.
It just was not this weekend.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Because of the football team, truly. Because there were so many families staying there.
But probably people probably couldn't get a room.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. But we could. But there were, I'm skipping forward, but when we were at the pool on Saturday, there were a lot of people that weren't with the football team there because you can get day passes for the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what a lot of people were doing. Like, locals were showing up for the pool, as they should.
Yeah.
As we would too.
We would too. So we do a little exploration around our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, I have these two friends who I'm friends with them through one of my best friends. One of them, Callie, she listens to this every week. She has from the start, so she deserves a shout out. Our girl Callie. They live in Austin, and I guess my friend told them that I was going to Austin, and they were. So then Callie was texting me all week and she's like, you've got to come. Like, we're having a housewarming party. We're having a housewarming party. And I was like, okay, like, maybe we will. I tell Libby, she's like, oh yeah, sure. Friday comes and we're like, are we going to go? Like, we kind of got in late. We'd already gotten to our hotel. We were exploring around. And then I was like, that'd be crazy to not see them while here. And their housewarming party was only 10 minutes away from the hotel. So we get in the car. We have no clue what to expect. What I was envisioning was, one, an apartment.
Yes.
Two, just the two of them and maybe, like, a few, their boyfriends and, like, a few other of their close friends. Well,
you showed me the Facebook invite and it was like 10 people at RSVP.
Yes. And also like these two girls just moved to Austin at the start of August. But knowing them, I should have known that this was not what the party was going to be like at all. And so we pull onto the street and Lippy's like, oh my gosh, like there it is. Like that's the house.
People flowing into the front yard. The
street like packed.
Uh-huh.
It was insane. Like the door open and closing, like all these crazy lights.
No, it was the perfect house party.
Yeah, it was. So we get out and we go inside and we find them and they're being crazy. And we hung out with them for a while.
They made us a too much tattoo.
Yes. Everyone there got a personalized tattoo. And yes. Ours was the too much logo.
And they had different color cups associated with each different roommate. There's six roommates. And you had to take a BuzzFeed quiz to find out which roommate you were. And then that's the cup you got, which is amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And
there was a confessional in the pantry
booth
with an iPad insane. That you just would take a video and only they watched it. It was amazing.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot what it was. But yeah, that was Callie told me that they took tips from our party planning episode.
I'm like, what could you possibly gain from us? That was amazing. What
did you take from us? Oh man. So yeah, that was really fun. We didn't stay long at that party. But
it was awesome.
We stayed for a little bit, then we went back to our hotel and we went to sleep.
Yeah.
And did we set an alarm for the next day?
Yeah, we set an alarm because I personally was worried about the pool. There wasn't many seats.
Uh-huh.
We got there early enough that it was not a problem.
At first glance, there weren't many seats. And then mm-hmm. I remember us saying later on, like, this is perfect pool. Like, look how much seating options
there were. So many seating options because there was like the like lay down chairs and then there was these pink fold up chairs off to the side that you could like pull out and put by the pool.
And then a whole other separate lawn with mm-hmm. so many other chairs, which obviously we wanted to be in the lay down chairs by the pool.
Yeah.
And we got them. Yeah. So we woke up.
There's a coffee shop at the hotel.
Like a cute coffee shop. We got
coffee, breakfast. We took it down straight to the pool.
And then we proceeded to sit at the pool for
5 hours. We got there at like 9:45 and it was silent, like so chill. Like one other group of people there. And we're like, this is amazing. And we're like, I know it's not going to be this like quiet and chill, but we're going to enjoy it. We're sitting in the sun. We move to the shade, whatever. As the day goes on, the music slowly starts playing.
Uh-huh.
Every hour it gets cranked louder. Up. Cranked up and up and up. And we are right by the speaker. It's like we found love. What's that song? Found love in a hopeless place. Uh-huh. What's that song called?
I don't know.
Anyways, you know what that is. Playing right next to us. We're trying to like calmly read our books. By the end of our time there, like there, every single seat is full. There are pink chairs like around the whole pool. The entire pool is completely full.
Mm-hmm.
They've been putting in floaties. They've been putting in these baskets to put drinks in because like you can order drinks and food to the pool. So like we both order lunch. Amazing. Eating chicken fingers by the pool.
Uh-huh.
Like that's what you want. Yeah. That's what you want is to be able to eat your chicken fingers and get your drink by the pool and not have to leave.
Yeah.
But like the music was popping. There's a DJ in the corner. Like spinning tracks. But like we're not giving her what she wants. Like, we're all being chill.
Nobody is. Yeah, everyone's chill, but there are a lot of people.
There's a lot of people, but they're all chill. And then I will say, then there was a family of four who showed up. A 3-year-old and a 4-year-old daughter. And I'm like, they are literally playing London Bridge. As this dad and his daughter are getting into the pool and they're like so unfazed. And I'm like, more power to ya.
Yeah.
But I'm like, as a kid, I would have been really stressed in that situation. I was kind of a little bit.
Totally. I was a shy, nervous kid.
Yes.
I would not have been able to enter in.
And then there was this tent next to us with reserved seats.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one girl and like all these guys kept showing up. And I don't know if she had a brand or something, but it felt like it was an influencer situation. Like they had like, they brought out like buckets of all these drinks for them.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was great people watching.
Yeah, it was so fun. I got stung by something mysterious. Yes. And it still is bothering me today.
Oh, no.
My whole, like, upper thigh is becoming red. So I might need to figure that situation out.
Yeah.
But then we finished up at the pool and then we went back up to our hotel room. They had these cute little robes.
Oh my gosh.
And we got in our robes and checkered.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
Doesn't matter. But I was having a hard time envisioning. We got into our robes and then we took a nap, which was amazing.
Amazing.
A decent nap as well. Mm-hmm. Then we woke up and we got ready for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to dinner.
We did. We got a drink at the hotel first. Oh, sat outside, talked to this bartender man. He's telling us it hasn't rained in Austin in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
He's telling us that's a good thing.
That was so interesting.
He's telling us it's a good thing that the lake is at 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And we're feeling confused. We tell him where we're going to dinner. He's like, oh, that's a great place. I ask for a recommendation of places, of things to eat at this restaurant. He goes, you guys like chili? Yeah. It's 100 degrees outside. Well, there's this chili parlor. And you know what? I'm sure it's great. It wasn't a night for chili.
Did I show... I sent you the TikTok, though.
The chili parlor.
Well, later today, I sent a TikTok to... Because, you know, like, once you're in a city, your TikTok page is all Austin now. Mm-hmm. But this video popped up, and it was like, as a local, a perfect weekend in Austin, like, how I would spend it. And for lunch on Saturday was
chili.
The chili parlor that he was talking about.
Dang, if we go in the winter, we got to go there.
Mm-hmm.
We passed the Capitol twice. That was amazing.
Yeah, there's something special about that.
Capital and we passed it at night. Yeah, we passed it at night. And then we went to Elizabeth Street Cafe, which I was really excited about. I'd never been. It's this Vietnamese / French. I don't really know where the Frenchness comes in other than the desserts.
But yeah, the desserts are very French.
We ate great food. We had lots of good discussion about Remedy's 5-year plan.
Yeah.
Remedy proceeded to make a TikTok at dinner.
Saying that I was going to begin my influencer journey finally. And that my niche is just going to be the fact that I don't know how to make videos look good.
Yeah.
Someone commented and they were like, oh, it was a direct quote from me, but it said something like, extremely interesting, but doesn't look good. And so that's going to be my niche for TikTok.
That's good. Yeah. So that journey started then.
There was a woman sitting behind us who looked exactly like Jamie Lee Curtis.
It was freaky. I thought it was for a second.
A Great Pyrenees, like, put its nose on our table.
Yeah. Remedy struggled with chopsticks.
I did struggle with the
and
chopsticks.
And I tried to teach her and it wasn't successful.
I always struggle with the chopsticks and sometimes I get it and sometimes I don't. It's not a trait that I, like, 100% have nailed down. But then there have been other times where I've been able to pick it up immediately.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
It also depends on what the food is, I feel
That's
like.
Fair. The thing we were eating was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. We got some ice cream.
And then we went back to our hotel.
Yeah. It was a great day. Saturday was a really great day.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, slept in. Got coffee and breakfast at the hotel. There were also a group of people at the hotel who were all wearing Disney paraphernalia. And we don't really understand.
That's drama. There was the one lady one day and then the next day a different man wearing one piece of Disney attire who was not associated with that woman whatsoever.
I thought there was a third.
There was a group of people. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Oh, sorry. I'm misremembering. Just forget what I said. There was this couple there that we were convinced was on, like, a first date.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But they were at the hotel together. And then we come to find out the girl is British.
She's British.
So I'm like, do you think they met online? And, like, they were like, he's like, come visit me in Austin, or like, come visit me in America. So they meet up in Austin. Like,
yeah, it was for sure interesting.
Endless people watching.
She was probably older than him.
You think so?
Unless British people just naturally look older. I don't really know. Gosh.
And then there were some sad Eastern fans because they didn't win.
They didn't win.
They
no.
didn't win their game. So we were sad for them.
Traveled all this way.
We went shopping. We did not buy anything. Not Mm-mm. one thing. We went to Anthropology and Free People, both disappointments. Yeah. I enjoyed my Anthropology experience, but I will say the one we went to, it was like all fall. All of the house stuff was all like Halloween.
Yeah.
And I just wanted some good plates. Uh-huh. I didn't want a ghost plate.
The Anthropology nearest to us is in the best mall
in the world.
In the world. And so we just have high expectations. So
yeah.
And then the Free People also, like, I walked in and what did I say? I was like,
oh, this is small.
I was like, awfully small.
And it was. And like, there wasn't really much for them to give us. No. There wasn't much to offer. I tried on some jeans. They were too short. But again, good experience. Good experience.
Yeah.
Went to a bookstore. I saw some fun books. Didn't mm-hmm. buy one.
And then we went to lunch. We just went to Flower Child.
Which might be a basic choice, but we knew we would like it. So yeah. we got it.
And we don't get to have it often.
And then we got Merit, which also another basic choice, but mm-hmm. good. So
I started to panic a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The last morning, I get this thing where I just like get really freaked out sometimes walking on the streets, like in a city. And like my feet and legs just like start to itch and I just like feel dirty. Even if the atmosphere isn't that dirty, my brain just cannot get past the fact that who knows what is on the ground.
She was struggling.
And that's genuinely all it is. It's like what's on the bottom of my shoes. Mm-hmm. And whatever is on and the bottom of my flops. Shoes is traveling up to my entire body.
Ew.
And so I started to feel stressed. Then I left my Flower Child.
That oh my sad. Gosh. She like pulled out her bowl. Wow, this is going to be the best dinner. And I was like, I'm so happy for you. We're in the car. We're driving away from Austin. She's like, oh, no. So sad. But I thought it was her phone at first. So I was glad it wasn't.
Yeah, just my Flower Child.
Just your Flower Child.
And then we started heading home. We stopped at Bucky's. And we had an experience there.
We had an experience.
And it was that we pulled up to the gas tank. Libby is already a little bit stressed about the Bucky's situation.
I am. It was like a long line to get in. I'm like, should I have just gone to a different gas station?
But we were already there. But we get into the parking lot and you immediately find a pump, actually, which mm-hmm. we never talked about God's favor yeah. on us in that way. And so pull into the gas pump. Libby's like, I'm going inside. You're going to stay here. And I was like, yeah, I don't need to go. A minute and a half passes. And I'm like, actually, I do need to go. So I look around my surroundings. The gas is finished pumping. There are cars waiting. I need to go to the bathroom. The driver's not in the seat. Keys are in the car. Libby's phone is also in the car. And I'm just like, okay. Well, I'm going to move the car. I understand this is a risk because Libby's not going to know where I'm putting the car. But in my brain, and she doesn't have her phone, but in my brain, I was like, I'm going to see her like in the bathroom because it wasn't that much longer that I like decided to do this. And so I was like, I'm going to see her in the bathroom. So I move the car, park it in one of the front parking spots, like right in front of the store. Again, God's favor smiling upon me, but it didn't really matter in the end. I go inside. I'm looking for Libby. The bathroom was like right there from the doors that we walked into.
I didn't walk in those doors.
What?
I walked in the side doors. You walked in these doors.
That's so crazy to me that you wouldn't walk in those doors.
Well, because the literally straight from the gas pump we were in, I walked straight and there were doors right there. And they were to the side and you had to walk through all the clothes.
Wow. So that's where it happened.
Yes.
I was literally walking in those front doors and you were probably walking out yes. the side doors.
1,000,000%. And let me also, it was directly in front of where we were. I didn't go out of, I literally just walked straight
but
into the building.
Neither did I.
No, because you parked.
But I parked on the front curb.
Yes. You parked on the front curb in front of that doorway. They're not that far apart.
Oh, okay. Anyways. I don't see Libby. I go to the bathroom. I come out.
Let's cut to my perspective.
I instantly start laughing. I'm just laughing the entire time because I know that Libby is somewhere looking for the car. So now you can go your perspective.
I'm walking into the Buc-ee's thinking about that one time when Sabrina Carpenter was at Buc-ee's, thinking, oh my gosh, what if something like that happens and there's someone famous here and I can't even call Remedy or even take a picture. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then I'm walking in and I'm actively thinking, wow, it's pretty busy in here. This is like kind of overwhelming. And walk straight back to the gas pump. There's a huge trailer there with a goat in it. All I hear is bah. Like, oh, that's not Remedy. And then I'm like going to different gas pumps and walking. My flip flop is giving me a blister. Like, it wasn't a pleasant experience. I'm already like, I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed. I'm like, okay. So then I'm looking around, looking at the parking spots. I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense for her to move the car to like get it out of the way. That makes sense. So I'm looking around. I can't see her car in any parking spot anywhere. So then I'm walking around and I'm kind of like, okay, I don't have my phone. I can call my own phone. Like, I know my own phone number. So I'm looking at this sweet mom taking a picture of her little daughter with the Buc-ee. But then I'm like, no. And then there's this other guy walking up who's our age. Walk up to him and I'm like, hey, this is so random, but can I use your phone? I can't find my friend. I cannot find my friend or my car and I don't have my phone. Can I use your phone to call my phone? And he's like, oh my gosh, totally. Call my phone. Nothing. At that point, I'm like, I don't have any solution to this problem. I don't have any solution. And so then I call myself again. He being so sweet. I was telling Remedy, he was like my dream man. He for sure doesn't date women, but like, he was so sweet and I wish I could be his friend. So he has this little boat bag. He had like a cool outfit on. Anyways. So, and then he's like, well, where are you going? I'm like, I'm just going home. He's like, where's, I'm like, it's in Tyler. I'm like thinking, is he going to like offer to drive me home? He probably would have. I'm like, no, you're going to Austin. I'm not. It's okay. And so then he's like, okay, well, I'm going in to go to the bathroom. Like, if you need me again, like, I'll be right out. I'm like, okay, thanks. Like, what's your name? Peyton. I'm like, I'm Libby. Nice to meet you. Anyways, love you, Peyton, if you're hearing this. And then I proceed to then just walk back to the same spot. I'm like, I don't know what else to do. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go stand by the entrance. And now we know if I had stood by the entrance, you would not have been going to that entrance.
Also, as you were going to stand back to the spot, I was on my way back to that spot.
Yes.
And then that's when.
And then I drive up and then I'm walking and I see Remedy in my car smiling. And that's like the funniest part, is it's like the vision of my head of you just like smiling in my car.
It's also funny that you saw me smiling. I was laughing for a second.
Totally. Because you.
Then when you saw me, I was legitimately about to get into a wreck. I know. So like, I wasn't smiling.
I know. But in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh. And she's like just looking around like just looking in front of her so she doesn't see me, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I just run, I hurdle over this gas pump like I could have really scared someone in their car, and I run up to her car across traffic. I run up to my car, let's not get it twisted, to my car. I'm banging on the window like we're in the middle, like we're at a stop sign and there are people behind her, and she just gets out and I get in. And I the whole time I'm literally thinking she was pranking me. Like, I thought even when she was getting out of the car laughing, like, I was like, okay, so this was a prank this whole time. And that's what I was telling Peyton. I was like, I feel like she's pranking me. Like, this is such a cruel prank. And he's like, yeah, it's so crazy. I'm like, and I'm joking. Me and Peyton are joking about the fact that, like, I live at Buc-ee's now. It wasn't ever a prank. I understand your perspective. It was an insane thing, too, because I was like, I just want to go home. I want to get home. I don't want to be here.
How long would you say that you were looking for the car?
5 minutes, which is a long time when you are like, I can't think of another solution to this. Like, it's really totally. Like a horrible feeling to be like, I don't have my phone or my keys. I don't have a solution to this problem. And I also in my brain am thinking, did someone get in the driver's seat and literally kidnap Remedy? I'm not even kidding. So
can
I am.
You imagine that?
Yes, Remedy. That's the thing. So then I'm like, do I need to call 911? Seriously, as I was walking back, I'm thinking like, I mean, that could have happened. My car was just there and you're just in the parking. You're in the passenger seat on your phone, not paying attention. Someone gets in and drives off with you. No one notices because it's a packed Buc-ee's.
Totally. That could have happened.
So that's my thought. So you're like, Libby, it's fine. No, I was so stressed.
Which in from my perspective, again, from the start, I knew, like, oh boy. Like, as soon as I drove away from the gas pump,
yeah,
I knew, like, the situation is now irreversible because I can't pull back into this gas pump.
Totally.
And it's not like you can really just, like, wait in front of the store because it's there so are cars busy. Everywhere.
Yeah.
But I knew the entire time. I was hoping that I would just see Libby and it would be fine. Mm-hmm. I knew there was a chance that wouldn't happen. But from my perspective, what I knew would happen, like what I was expecting to happen, is exactly what happened. And in fact, it like took less time. Because it was like, okay, I'm either going to be able to hand her the keys and tell her exactly where the car is. Or as soon as I walked out of the building and I was like, okay, I didn't see her. Here we go. We now have to find each other. But I know we're going to find each other. I'm either going to go back to the pump and she's going to be there. Or she's going to come up to the front of the store and we're going to find each other there. And I was thinking, this could take a while. Like, this could take 30 minutes.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking you're being driven off. I'm literally about to go to call 911. Seriously. And you're like, oh, like, this was so short. Because you know that I'm okay. I don't know that you're okay. Whew. Anyways, I want to move on.
We have different feelings about the severity of the situation.
Oh, 100%. Sure. We also had incredibly different experiences of the situation.
Totally.
You were in control of the situation. I was in, literally, I had not 1 ounce of control of the situation. So that's why. Okay, moving on.
I wasn't necessarily in control of the situation. You had zero control. I wasn't in control.
You weren't in control. You had control of the situation.
Okay.
It was of no choice of mine that happened. Anyways, then we got home finally. And we drafted our fantasy football teams.
We did.
It was so fun. I'm very excited for mine.
I do think it's going to be a fun experience. I don't necessarily feel like, woo, like I'm so excited. I'm so happy right now. And I didn't necessarily feel that way last night either. But that's just how I operate. People have always told me, though, like, you'll get really into it. You'll get really into it. But the situation with the draft is just like, without having that much knowledge, yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Is my team going to be good or no? Like,
totally.
I'm projected like in the middle of our league. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I could go either way. Now my only thought is like, okay, I have to like put time into like thinking about this. And since I don't have, like, I can't right now yet, quite yet, I don't know if that's actually going to be fun or enjoyable for me or not. So I'm just waiting.
Yeah, we'll see. It's fun. I just love being a part of stuff like this. Yeah. So fun. I never do March Madness or fantasy football or anything, so I'm excited.
Yeah. You should do March Madness for sure.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know why I don't.
It's also like so much less work.
Mm-hmm. Totally. This is like work.
Yeah, it feels like a job.
But it's kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. I'm also doing one with my job, and we're drafting this week. And I'm excited for that one also, because throughout it, there are like punishments and like
fun
prizes and stuff for how you're doing, like at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, that will be fun also. And maybe being a part of that one will also help me understand my own more as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So that'll be great. But anyways, happy Labor Day. To all who celebrate.
That's day after. Is.
Oh, yeah. It's Labor Day for me, though.
Happy September.
Yeah. Happy September. Do you feel like September is the fall?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're transitioning into it.
I was talking to some people the other day. I think because of just like school all my life, which everyone went to school, obviously. But school is what has made me feel this way. But I even feel like August is fall.
Yeah.
But it's not, mm-hmm. obviously. But I'm like, August is fall. And so when it's so hot outside, I feel mm-hmm. sad. Mm-hmm. So then when September actually comes, it's a such a pleasant surprise because in my brain I've been thinking that it's fall.
Yeah, I like it that we get to like actually start having fall things. Mm-hmm. It does feel more fall, even if it doesn't feel that way outside. Yeah. But yeah, I love September. It's a great month.
Great month. So we're going to oh my gosh. I just realized Kara's birthday is in just a few days.
Oh my gosh.
Because you were saying it's a great month and then I blindly also said it's a great month.
Yeah.
And then I realized like, oh, I actually don't necessarily think it's a great month. And in fact, I'm always saying that it's kind of an irrelevant month.
What?
And then I'm always saying that and being like, sorry, Kara, like, sorry. Like, I know it's your birth month, but like, I just, it's a stupid month. Like,
oh gosh.
And so that made me remember just now, like, oh, birthday's good. In 4 days. Awesome.
Wow.
But anyways, in lieu of us going on a trip and in lieu of it being fall,
not in lieu,
whatever.
In lieu means instead of.
Okay. Well, because we went on a trip and because it's the fall, we were just going to talk about fun things we have planned for the season. Starting with this next weekend, we're doing something that we've been talking about doing
for so long.
And that is going to a Rangers game.
Finally. And it's also on our sports journey.
It's on our sports journey. And also, the Rangers are playing the Astros, which is huge.
That's a big game.
Considering, yeah, even just the past couple years with the Rangers winning the World Series and beating the Astros.
Oh my gosh, I'm really excited, and I'm excited to get a hot dog. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know. A couple years ago when I went to New York, I went to a Yankees game, and I went specifically just for the vibes, and it was a great vibe, and I thought I was going to get a hot dog, and I ended up getting something different.
What'd you get?
I don't remember, but they had really good food. I got like some kind of like burger or something. And it was the same vibe. But so now I'm like, I say a hot dog, but I don't know. I'm assuming I'll probably get a hot dog and a beer or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe some ice cream.
Yeah. And they have the ice cream and the cute little helmets.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I'm excited.
So we're going to do that this weekend. And then the weekend after that, I'm going to your homeland, Waco.
Oh,
mm-hmm. It's for work purposes, but I'm going to be going.
Fun.
And tailgating, so that will be fun.
Bailey game, Sikkim Bears, my dark horse.
Your dark horse. do you have anything that following weekend?
No, I don't have really anything in September. That's okay. Exciting. Like, that's like on the calendar. Don't even worry. I will be doing fun stuff. I'm not worried about it. The Summer I Turn Pretty finale is in September.
That's big.
Book club's in September.
Mm-hmm.
So we got fun stuff going on.
Yeah, we have stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing a bake-off also with my church.
Fun.
With the girls the girls in our student
ministry. Oh my gosh, what are you going to bake?
Well, I'm not baking.
You're a judge?
I'm a judge.
That's amazing.
I know, but we're doing a bake-off, so that will be fun. And then the weekend after that, another work tailgating situation, but in the home of the Aggies, College Station. Then I'm free for a couple weekends.
And then The Life of a Showgirl comes out.
When is that?
October 3rd.
Wow. October 3rd.
And apparently we heard that they're playing Wicked at our local, like this really beautiful theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to go. I think I need to see Wicked again before it comes out in November.
For sure. It's a dress up and sing along situation. So.
Which is kind of scary, but I don't know. It could be fun.
Could be fun.
Then I go to Universal.
On what weekend?
The weekend of October 10th.
Amazing. I'm free that weekend.
Oh, bummer.
I thought I had something, but oh, that is the weekend that I might be going to, I believe, New Mexico for that like hot air balloon.
Fun.
That,
yeah.
Like really famous one. Fun. Situation. But I don't know if that's actually happening or not. And then after that, I have another church event. And then I'm also driving to Louisiana same day for a wedding.
Awesome.
And then I'm free. And then the weekend after that, I'm going to Louisville for another wedding.
Amazing.
Which I'm excited. Have you ever been to Louisville?
No. It's kind of shocking that I haven't.
Neither have I. And I hear it's an amazing place.
Really?
And the weekend of the wedding is November 1st. And I hear that it can either be snowing or it could be like 80 degrees.
Whoa.
So who's to say what I'll get to experience, but I hear it's amazing.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm excited to go to that.
That's really fun.
And then the weekend after that's your birthday weekend.
Yeah. It's true. Well, the weekend after I go to Universal is my fall break. So I have a 4-day weekend.
Oh, that will be fun.
I'll probably get into something.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's my birthday. So, and I don't know. I need to do something for Halloween. I don't know what I'll do, but we'll do something.
Do you have any costume ideas?
No. I mean, of course, but I also just don't even know what I'm going to be doing. So I don't really want to get excited about a costume. Mm-hmm. / I don't know how much effort I'll put in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Well, the girls in my old house might be throwing one.
What?
That's what
yes, happens. They should. They probably
That's what
should.
Happens when you live in that house, you throw a Halloween party. So if you need any last minute plans, you can go there.
Okay.
So you're excited about your birthday?
Yeah, very.
Okay, great. We'll probably talk about that later on.
Yeah, we will. We will.
I then am going potentially to Arkansas for a retreat at a camp.
Awesome.
That'll be fun.
So crazy.
With people from my church. And then our friend Addie's coming into town.
Yeah. And it's Kendall's birthday, and we're going to go see Wicked, and then Addie's here, and then it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So.
That's the fall. We've got some stuff
We've got
planned.
So many fun things. And you know what? I just know Pepperdine here. I'm going to be going to middle school and high school girl volleyball games. Uh-huh. I'm like, I love the fall because there's a lot of random fun things that you get to do. Like. We'll be watching the Eagles Cowboys game this Thursday, and there's just so many fun little things.
So many fun things. So many fun fall drinks.
Yeah, that's like baking.
Baking. I thought about today getting ingredients to make these pumpkin chocolate chip muffins that I like to make.
Yum!
In the
you
fall.
Should. You should.
But I didn't get them.
Oh.
But I'll make them soon. The baking, the treats of it all.
I love it. And then it's nice
the decorations.
Outside. And this is the in September and October are amazing because it hopefully gets cooler, but it's still light darker.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? Light later.
Mm-hmm. Also, we live right next to a coffee shop, like right next to
we
a
do,
coffee shop.
We do.
It's steps away from our house. And last year I got into a fun little routine of walking to that coffee shop on the weekends when I didn't live. In this house. I lived a little bit further away. But it was so Gossip Girl coded. Like, me and my roommates felt like we were walking to Luke's Cafe.
Gossip Girl? You mean Gilmore Girls?
I meant Gilmore Girls.
Because I was like, interesting.
Yeah, Gilmore Girls.
Oh, that's so fun.
And now it's right there.
I wonder. So we're going to watch Quarterback Season 2 together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been seeing a lot of people watching Gilmore Girls. I watched it for the first time a couple years ago, and I don't feel the need to watch it again.
Okay.
I might get into watching the Harry Potter movies again.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there are some movies and shows that you want to be watching in the fall.
Totally.
Twilight is coming to theaters.
Yes.
And I mean, it will be free for me, most likely. I'll still have my pass, but you know I will be going to see that in theaters.
Of course. I was shocked when I heard that.
It's amazing.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Because they can make money.
Yeah, true.
And it's like the fall, it's Twilight and Twilight.
I wonder if it's like 10-year anniversary or something. I remember
it would
Twilight
be more
coming
than 10
out
years.
When I was in middle school.
2008 is not. I'm about to say, like, it's way more than 10 years. But the last one came out in 2012. So, yeah, there's no significance. I think it's just like the fall and it's always a trendy thing.
They're just bored.
Yeah. So were like, we. So
let's release them.
Do it. And we're like, okay, we'll go. We'll pay for it.
So anyways, the fall is going to be amazing. Go.
Yeah.
You guys listen in, follow along for the journey.
Our 1 year of podcasting will also be in November.
Oh, yeah. That for sure needs to be on the calendar.
So we need to, do something. We need to celebrate in real life and on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, yeah, maybe we'll come out with some merch.
Ooh, maybe we could come up with some merch.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear anything specific from us, let us know.
Yeah, seriously, let us know. We got some fun things planned.
Mm-hmm. But until next time, That was too much.
Love you guys.
See you guys.
Bye.